is where they weave them. I've watched them do that when I catch one at work. You don't very often find them that way.
But you don't in here now when they get in these rooms here.
They'll crawl up, you know, and then they come down. They come right down and spin that right out of their mouth, like,
that
and then they
a
tie
cobweb, it. Though, honey.
They tie it on. They go back up and weave another one. Then they'll go down crossways this way.
And a tree has growing in the ground, big long big
roots.
Long.
Roots. Roots is proper.
And on another thing that has a shell on its back, lives in its shell. Shell is its house.
Oh, turtle.
You have a name for one that lives on the on the land only. You never
well,
go to the land.
Oh, I don't know that one too. I've seen a lot.
Tortoise.
Yes, I guess a tortoise would be the name of that that stays on ground.
Would be terrapin.
Hmm?
Terrapin is not. That's something else.
Yeah,
no, I wouldn't know what
a there's terrapin. A kind of tree, too, that I don't know any way to get it except to say that it begins with sick.
Sycamore?
Yeah. And the kind of tree that's good to have around when it's, if it would have fruit on it, at Washington's birthday, it would be a kind of a tree. If you can only have fruit on it. Washington's birthday, you have a certain kind of pie. Because he cut down the... Washington cut down the...
Oh, cherry. Be a wild cherry or something.
Mm-hmm. A wild cherry.
Or any cherry.
Cherry tree. Mm-hmm.
Any cherry, yeah.
There's the kind of stuff that grows in the ground, too, that has three leaves that are shiny green, and you better watch out or you start itching on the leg.
Ivory. Poison ivory. There's three leaf and a five leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And,
there's another
I
kind,
hope
too.
They've got that correct. Three leaves. Because... they are very dangerous, but we've got something now that's worse than that,
mm-hmm.
more, far more prevalent in the country, and that's oak.
Poison oak?
Poison oak. Boy, that just grows on all fences everywhere.
How about the kind that grows about 6 feet tall in a bush and has a red cone on it in the fall? Some people don't think it's poison, I don't know whether it is or not.
Oh, sumac?
Pretty strong.
No, that isn't poison.
I guess it is in some parts, but not around
well,
here.
Well, I don't know. It wouldn't be
Michigan
here, but I've messed around with that stuff and cut them down and broke them down and one thing and another. I never
strong.
Got touched with that, but I tell you, that old oak, you don't have to touch that. I have worked with that stuff in when I was on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and cut the hedge. It grows on hedges mostly because it doesn't get disturbed there.
Mm-hmm.
And in cutting that hedge, we used to take a rainy day for that kind of a job because it couldn't do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the water... that bounce off of that stuff onto my pants legs here would go through two pair of overalls and my underwear and get onto my skin.
Goodness.
And I'd just get an awfully bad case of itchy poison from that stuff.
There are two very common kind of berries that you might eat would be the
blackberries.
Mm.
More than two kinds.
Yes, we'll just list a couple kinds. That's not the one I want.
See, that isn't.
No.
Strawberry?
Yeah.
Strawberry?
And,
raspberry?
Right.
Well, blackberries are more common.
If you eat a berry and got sick afterwards, you might think the berry was very
poisonous. It'd have to be. I think if one berry make you sick.
Mm-hmm. You get maple syrup from what kind of a maple?
Maple tree, hard maple tree. Sugar maple, they call them.
Sugar maple and hard maple, same thing.
Same thing.
Did you talk about a maple grove or a maple bush or what?
It'd be a grove.
If you wanted to, somebody asked you to go someplace and you didn't know whether you should go or not, you say, well, I'll have to ask my
nobody
wife.
Don't. No, he don't. He's
or,
the house. I'm under the next attorney.
My parents or my father.
You
or
wouldn't
something.
Say I'll have to ask my woman or the missus.
Oh, no, I wouldn't, but a lot of them do. I like
or
to
ask
say I have to ask the old woman. That's the way a lot of it put it.
They say ask the wife.
Fellas that talk like that, though, don't if they're just going someplace, they wouldn't stop to ask the old woman. They just go.
Would she say, I'll have to ask my husband or my man or the mister? Or?
Well, husband or wife, whichever way it would be.